It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. On Mondays, we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to preview the week ahead at the Capitol. She's with me today. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Almost every day last week, we were getting updates on these so-called secret settlements made by the Branstad administration. More than $400,000 has been paid out to fired staffers. Lots of testimony last week. What happened?
Well, first I'm going to correct you before the Branstad team does. The settlements were confidential, but they were not secret in the sense that anyone, including the Des Moines Register, could file a Freedom of Information request and obtain the details. Also, the workers were not fired. They were laid off as part of a reduction in force. But to answer your question, the Senate Oversight Committee took testimony from four of the laid-off workers, and then a joint House and Senate Oversight Committee heard from the top managers at the Department of Administrative Services. We should make clear this is about workers who were laid off. They filed grievances with the state, and then the state settled with him. This is routine stuff. But it's keeping the settlements confidential that's controversial. Officials like to keep them confidential because it prevents one unhappy worker from bouncing his settlement details off another unhappy worker who could then push the price of his or her settlement up. The Branstad administration made much wider use of the confidentiality clause than previous administrations. And also the workers were offered money to keep their settlements confidential. And this is, of course, all taxpayer money.
Where do things stand then this week? How will Democrats proceed?
Well, they still have questions about the settlements. For example, the director of the DAS, Mike Carroll, when he appeared before the Oversight Committee, he directly contradicted a worker's claim that she had been offered money in exchange for signing a confidentiality clause. Democrats are also examining how the workers were laid off and whether cronyism was involved in replacing them. But we should make clear that lawmakers of both parties have questions about the settlements. And in kind of a weird twist, some Republicans are questioning whether the laid-off workers who got money for signing confidentiality clauses should return the money, since in the end they didn't keep their settlements confidential. One Republican said, "I want the money back." And the workers say they've been advised by their attorneys that the confidentiality clauses are unenforceable.
Okay, so does anyone have any idea how this thing will shake out?
Well, there's already been a change, and that's by executive order. Settlements can no longer be confidential. It's all posted online. And looking ahead politically, Democrats will likely use this settlement issue in the fall campaign. They're giving every indication of that.
Okay. Moving on, anti-bullying legislation seems to have stalled. Where do things stand with this priority of Governor Branstad's?
Well, as we've been reporting, money is an issue. Democrats want to spend significantly more than the governor to provide oversight and training for schools as they work to curb bullying. And then there are House Republican amendments, which would likely never fly in the Senate. For example, one amendment would exempt private schools. Representative Jason Schultz, he suggests that private schools are a haven from bullying that happens in the public schools.
I just spoke to a parent this weekend who said that when he moved his child to a parochial school just a few miles away, instantly everything got better. I believe parochial and private schools are handling these student interactions properly or effectively.
So any other big pieces of legislation that seem to be dying?
Well, let's not say dying. Let's say there's still work to do on the bullying bill and also on the governor's broadband initiative. Bullying and broadband were part of a very limited agenda that the governor had this year, so it seems unlikely that those will get thrown under the bus. But Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall didn't rule that out.
If in the end we can't reach common ground on those issues, we will move on with the budget and move on with adjournment.
Republicans who control the House and Democrats who control the Senate seem to have reached agreements on portions of an education budget. Let's move on to that. What are the agreements?
Well, the education budget amounts to roughly 1/7 of all general fund spending. So when they're moving in the same direction on that, then that's a good omen. It bodes well that Senate Democrats and House Republicans are in agreement on most of the education budget.
Speaking of education, where do things stand with the tuition freeze of the Regents universities? There's been some disagreements here, have there not?
Well, everyone's pretty much on board with that, with giving the universities a 4% raise so they can freeze tuition for another year. I think that would be a hard one for either party at this point to take to the electorate this fall after all the talk of a tuition freeze if either party balked in the end.
Okay. Well, finally, something we have not talked about the last couple weeks, the Iowa Juvenile Home in Toledo for young troubled girls. Now, this was closed back in January, and it was taking up a lot of the talks early on. Is there anything new here?
Well, State Senator Steve Sauters, who represents Toledo, has demanded that the Branstad administration provide the legislature with more documentation about the home and their plans for the future for serving troubled girls. But keep in mind, the Democrats are suing the governor, and so it's not surprising that the governor's lawyer, the attorney general, did not immediately sign off on the information that they asked for. But the governor's spokesman did tell me last week that in consultation with the AG, the Department of Human Services has forwarded some documentation to the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency.
Okay, Joyce, the weeks are winding down at the State House. Thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you.